Friday again, and that moment in the history of the world where we turn to one of our Culture File guests for some guidance in the good things. And this time, writer and researcher Nancy Baim shares with us her book's foreword, Culture File Likes.
Hi there, it's Nancy Baim, and I'm going to tell you about some things I like. A book that I read recently that I thought was, boy, I'm so glad this book exists, is a book by a guy named Charlton McElwain, who's a professor at NYU University. The book is called Black Software, The Internet and Racial Justice from the AfroNet to Black Lives Matter. He goes through and he tells the stories of many, many individuals who were involved in computing and creating the internet and doing things on the internet across many, many years, a lot of forgotten stories, and he's done a masterful job of resurrecting them. It's just a terrific book. I'll also, since this is Irish radio, I also want to give a shout out to a book called NSFW, Sex, Humor, and Risk in Social Media, which is written by a woman who's a professor there at Maynooth University named Kylie Jarrett, with colleagues Susanna Passonen and Ben Light. Super fun way to take one phrase, one hashtag, and dive into just a super rich world of cultural meanings that are packed into it, about work, about safety, about sex. Just a fantastic, fantastic exploration, super fun. I'm also reading Nta Zaki Shange's book For Colored Girls Who Have Considered Suicide, When the Rainbow Is Enough, which was gifted to me a couple of years ago by a woman who I worked with. And boy, that's a great thing to be reading right now. Not going to give you a TV or film because I just don't watch them. I'm bad like that. I'll give you an album. Clara Luciani, Sainte Victoire. She's a French singer-songwriter. Stumbled across her on Algorithm, as one does these days. And that's an album I just keep going back to. So restful, but I don't know. It just feels good. Just feels good. I'll mention Peter Bjorn and John's album, Endless Dream, is just a slice of power pop perfection. I don't know how they do it, but for 20 years, they've been putting out just one stellar pop album after another. Great band. Food and drink. Well, it's summer now, so it's all about grilling vegetables, maybe a little chicken and seafood, but grilled vegetables all the way. I've been craving bok choy for some reason ever since COVID started. Nobody can get bok choy around here, but I'm growing it and it's coming in, so I'm going to be pigging out on bok choy soon. Drink, I've been drinking smoothies with mango, and I cut up some ginger and throw it in there, and oat milk because I can't do dairy, and that's a pretty fantastic smoothie. Perfume. I don't use perfume, but I do use aromatherapy candles, and I've been doing sweetgrass on that and amber. Those have been lovely. And since we're all washing our hands very, very carefully, I will say it's not a perfume exactly, but L'Occitane's Almond Hand Moisturizer has been my go-to, and it has gotten me through some pretty rough hands with all of that hand washing. So the scent is definitely a selling point there. So that's what I got for you. Hope you like it. Bye.
The likes of Nancy Baim there. Coming up a little later, it's the Culture File Weekly, where we'll hear from Paddy Woodworth on Robert McFarlane's Wild World of Words, composer, singer, violinist Andrew Hamilton on the delicate business of singing while playing the fiddle, Maurice Gohan gives us all a Phase 2 talking to, and composer and artist Jennifer Walsh shares a message with one particular 8-year-old family member. That's all in the Culture File Weekly coming up at 7 here on RTE Lyric FM.